An Oklahoma cattleman hopes the absolute worst drought ever is history. Hello, I'm Ken Anderson with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Farmers and ranchers in Oklahoma are hopeful that the worst drought in the history of their state is a thing of the past. At a recent animal agriculture conference in Denver, we talked with cattleman Stan Manschreck of Anadarko in southwest Oklahoma.
We run a beef cow operation. Grade cows usually use limousine, limflex bulls. Pretty common, but we do raise the cow-calf, and then we almost always, if we have wheat pasture, we'll carry them through that stage and then take them on to the fat cattle market, and we don't do that part.
You were telling me that you've gotten some moisture there the last few months. Things are looking a little better.
Yeah, for the past several years, we've had very, very mild winters, virtually no water. And barely enough to get the wheat up. And this year, following the absolute worst drought that we have ever had, and I hope that we ever do have, we've had a very, very wonderful winter. We have typically don't overseed Bermuda grass, and we've done that with some wheat. West of I-35 is pretty tricky on that, but we almost have wheat that we can harvest on Bermuda grass, and just an abundance of pasture. We still like moisture, but we're gaining, and it looks a lot better for this year.
You mentioned that you did cull some of your cow herd because of the drought last year.
Well, not basically because of the drought. I think we were fortunate that we culled some because we had a drought, but I guess it goes back to being, lucky instead of smart. But as I told you at lunch, we had some cows that either I was too old or they was too old, and one of us needed to go, so we shipped them, and that turned out to really be one of the best things. So we've got a little younger cow herd and just as productive as it was before.
What other kind of changes are you making in the operation? Anything that you're looking at doing different?
No, I don't think a whole lot. We will get prepared, I think, to carry cattle as far as we can on grass. And we've typically carried them up into the stocker phase of, 650, 700 pounds. And we'll probably carry those cattle closer into the 800-pound range. Try to do a better job being grass farmers and grass producers than we have in the past, because I think with feed costs, that's one of the things we're going to have to see change.
A lot of talk about the need to start expanding the cow herd in this country. Are you thinking about that?
We're not going to particularly expand very much, but we are positioning ourselves, I think, to we'll AI more cows this year than we have in the past, so that down the road a year or so, we hopefully will have some pretty good heifers to put in the market, because someplace down here we've got to start building back when we quit killing so many cows and start building this back. When that'll happen, I don't know, but we'd like to have a product to go into that market when that comes around.
Stan Manschreck of Anadarko, Oklahoma, that's Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Ag News for America.